So I will start with the sermon. A couple weeks ago, if you were here, Andy had a great sermon about drinking beer and singing hymns, and it was a really good time. And that reminded me of a lot of hymns are actually old drinking songs and were adapted. There's just a real combination of those two spirits together. There's also another famous hymn that goes, and I wish I knew the melody. I can't sing it. If I had a greenage on piano right now, I could do it. But it goes, woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. Right? Woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. And then there's another song that was, and that's kind of a Sunday morning song, but there's a Saturday night song that's similar. And it goes, woke up this morning with the devil all around my bed. You're sitting there in bed, woke up this morning, the devil was all around my bed. Kind of similar songs, and they're often even sung by the same people sometimes. Sometimes you wake up, woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. Other times, woke up this morning, the devil's all around my bed. Why is that? How does that happen? Same person, even, the same moment. You're waking up Sunday morning, woke up this morning, and what do you see? What's around your bed right now? So we're going to explore that a little bit and try to figure out, why does that happen? And more importantly, what do you do about it? When you wake up in the morning and I got my mind staying on Jesus, or I woke up this morning and the devil's all around my bed. What are you going to do with that? So, to do that, I need some kids to help me, okay? And we're going to do what we did last Sunday. So, kids, if you guys are here, come on up here and join me. Let's all stand right here. Good job. Thanks for coming up. So, stand right up here. We're looking out this way so everybody can see ya. All right, guys, stay on your feet. Stay on your feet. Okay, now we're going to play a little game here, all right? And I'm going to give these guys are pros at this. I'm going to give them something like this. And then they are going to do something to let you know. So what's this? What does this look like right now? It's a red bucket, okay? So it's a red bucket. We all know it's a red bucket. But they're going to make it something else, all right? And so we're going to just start at one end, and we're going to work our way down here. And they're just going to do something. No words. You're just going to show what you think else it could be. And when, as soon as you know what it is, shout it out, okay? So shout it out. All right, so we'll start here. Can you give us something else? Shield. Is it a shield? A shield. Good job. All right, pass it on. It's a hat. Is it a hat?
No.
A helmet? Good guess. All right, after three guesses, what is it? You tell us.
A siren.
A siren. Oh, very nice. Yeah. Woo. All right. Yep, yeah, I see it. Pass it on. Next. Mixing bowl. Pot. Wow, these guys are tough. What is it? What'd you say?
I'm making porridge.
Making porridge. Okay, in a pot. Very good. All right. Pass it on. Are you?
A pail.
A pail. Are you mining for gold?
No.
Do it some more. If you want to add a word to tell us, that would be helpful. You can. Oh. Shoveling, you're bailing your ship. Okay, pass it on. Yep. Are you reading your comic book? The toilet, right? Is it
a bus stop seat?
Oh, it's a bus stop seat. What are you thinking here? Remember. All right.
He said he was going to say a
porta potty. Okay, so we'll pause right there. So that's a great lesson right there. Woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus or devil all around my bed. Can go either direction there. What if, you know, those, some people we're seeing something different there. But that's not your responsibility.
He said that that's
a porta potty. Okay, great. We're going to do some more. Okay, well, don't worry. We'll do some more. So, I want to bring up the first slide here, though. So what we did, we just did a little exercise, and that was just you trying to do some exercises. Can you guys see this picture up here?
Yeah.
So that guy, anybody know who that is?
No.
Any idea? No? We better ask some old people. Anybody know who this is? Dudley Do-Right. Dudley Do-Right. He's a Canadian Mountie, and his job is to do good and to help people who are in distress. He's a good guy, okay? So Dudley's a good guy. So let's all practice. Let's try to be like Dudley. Dudley's saying, I am here to be good and helpful and kind to all people. That's right. Let's walk around a little bit. I am here to be good and helpful and kind to all people. I shall rescue all kinds of people. Okay. Now, so keep that attitude. And where'd we leave off here? So did you want to? Okay, so now you're Dudley Do-Right. You're good and kind. Can you do something with this stick to make us think of what's it, something Dudley Do-Right would do? Good and kind. Got any ideas? No? Okay, take it away, Oscar.
Mopping the floor.
Picking up ladders? You fishing?
Stabbing somebody.
Go, try it again. Show us again. Go ahead and use a word if you want.
A shovel.
No. Do it again.
Can you please,
Are you raking? You reaching? So what, are you pulling somebody? What are you saying? What did you say? Go ahead. Are you rescuing, like a lifeguard? Lifeguard? Oh, good. Sort of like a lifeguard? All right, well, that's close enough. Let's go ahead and pass this. So you're rescuing somebody. Okay, what do you got?
Is he getting a new thing? Wait, are we going to go over?
Well, we'll see. Do it some more. Do it some more. Are you pushing a shark away? What was it? What'd you say? She's raking, cleaning up the leaves. Okay. All right. Pass it on again.
You're stabbing someone. You're stabbing a shark.
Do it again. Oh, yeah. So are you picking up trash and putting it in like a, in your little garbage bag in the back? Was that, are you a trash picker-upper?
Yes.
Yes? The old kind. That's right. Okay, good. All right. That's right, yeah. So they have sticks and you pick it and then you put it in your basket in the back. Okay, very good. All right, now let's look at the next picture. Next picture we have. So this guy, what's this guy's name? Snidely Whiplash. Does he look like a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy.
How do you know? How can you tell?
His skin is blue.
It's like he's almost dead and dying already. Huh? Yeah. All right. So Snidely. So now let's all practice being Snidely, okay? Let's walk around being Snidely. He probably twirls his mustache and goes, nyah, Snidely Whiplash is my name. So let's start down here. Now take this. Just a stick. It's just a stick. But what else could it be if you were Snidely Whiplash? Oh!
You're whacking.
All right, don't whack that too much. So is that a sword or a hammer?
Hammer.
All right. What are you pounding on? All right, pass it on. All right, what else could Snidely Whiplash do? Ooh!
You're stabbing,
yikes!
Stabbing,
yeah, boy, this is pretty easy. Okay, next Snidely Whiplash. Don't hurt anybody, though. Bop, bop. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, very good. Okay, good. So you got it. So this is just a stick, right? Just a stick, but it could be something to kill or hurt people with, or it could be something to rescue people with, or it could be something to pick up litter and make it all nice and clean. Can we have the next picture? So this girl, her name is, anybody know? Remember? Close. It's like Polly Pureheart. It's the same idea. Her name is Nell. And Nell is a friend of both Dudley Do-Right, and Snidely Whiplash. And poor Nell, she kind of gets stuck in between them. She likes Dudley, and she likes to hang out with him, and they're good friends. But then every once in a while, Snidely will come along and trick her and get her to go off and do something, and she always gets in trouble, and Snidely's always about to, like, tie her to the railroad tracks or kill her. And so, next picture. So what happens is that poor Nell, she's actually kind of stuck between these two voices in her head. It's like on one side, there's Dudley. He's kind of the good guy. And he's always saying, hey, let's go do something fun. Let's have a nice time together. And there's Snidely saying, ah, ha, ha, pretty girl, come with me. And let's go have a good time. And then she always gets in trouble when she's stuck between the two. It's like she woke up in the morning and she's got her mind set on Jesus, or she's got her mind got the devil around her bed. On the next picture, she's not the only one, too. There's another celebrity who struggles with the same sort of problem. Yeah. So you know this guy? Who's that? Homer, that's right. Homer on one shoulder, he's got a little demon there saying, oh, Homer, come on, let's go do this. On the other side, good Homer is saying, oh, Homer, no, let's just do the right thing. Let's make a good choice. And so then as you climb in one next picture, so what happens, what's going on inside Homer's brain is he's about to explode. He's like, oh, what am I going to do today? What choice am I going to do? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like on the next picture, you'll see, it's like there's these two hands that are reaching inside of his brain and pulling him. Even as he wakes up in the morning or as he's looking at a jelly donut in the afternoon at the office, he's got to make a choice. He's like, okay, do I listen to the good voice? Do I listen to the bad voice? Which way am I going to go? Would you listen to the good voice? How about you, Finn? What do you think? Good voice. Anybody else? Anybody inclined to listen to the bad voice?
Bad voice.
Bad voice. Hey, it happens to all of us. Sometimes we listen to the bad voice. Sometimes we listen to the good voice. Yeah.
I will listen to the bad voice sometimes. Yeah. Because I see in, like, these shows.
Uh-huh.
That the good guy is actually the bad guy.
Oh, I know. It's getting trickier lately. Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to trick you sometimes. Yeah, Stormtrooper becomes a good guy, or what are you going to do? You got your evil, you got your dark hero. I know, but bottom line for all of us, step away there. We have both these voices, all of us, your mom and dad, ask them too. Yeah, we got all these voices pulling in our head. But, so today we have a Bible scripture, and I want you to all say it with me, okay? It's James 1:17. Say it again. James 1:17. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift. And perfect gift. Every good and perfect gift.
Every good and perfect gift.
Every good and perfect gift.
Every good and perfect gift.
Comes from God.
Comes from God.
Comes from God. In heaven above.
Comes from God in heaven above.
Every good and perfect gift
comes from God in heaven above.
Every good and perfect gift comes from God in heaven above.
Every good and perfect gift comes from God in heaven above.
All right, you guys need to be quiet. They're fading out here. Every good and perfect gift comes from God in heaven above. James. All right, good job. And so, nice job. And so remember, if you go back one more slide, go backwards one slide, when you're feeling like Homer and your brain is about to explode, because next slide, you got these two hands pulling inside you. Remember, final slide, say it with me now, every good and perfect gift comes from God in heaven above, James 1:17. All right, that's our lesson for today. Great job, everybody. You can come back to the seat now.